Absolutely. We're going to have Dalvin Tomlinson in just 1 second here. John Schmelk, Paul Dottino. He was the Giants' second-round pick, the defensive tackle out of Alabama. And he joins us right now live on Giants.com. Dalvin, you got John Schmelk and Paul Dottino in the Giants facility in East Rutherford. Congratulations and welcome to Big Blue.
All right, thank you, thank you.
Well, tell us what it was like getting the phone call. How'd it go down?
When I got it, like, my phone started ringing, my heart dropped. I froze up for a little bit. I was like, oh, man, this can't be happening right now. And when I just answered it and they said it was the Giants, I was just so happy. Like it was just a great feeling.
Dalvin, I got to ask you, the Giants, of course, had Jonathan Hankins, a popular player and a good player who started at defensive tackle next to Snacks Harrison, who's the best in the business. And that's a hole that clearly they're going to want you to compete for. What do you know about, you know, Snacks Harrison? What do you know about the Giants' defensive line? And how well do you think you are suited to compete for that starting job in week one?
The Giants have a good defensive line. The players up there are just phenomenal. I've watched film on them before, and just watching them play when I was at Bama, just week in and week out, just the tenacity they have on defense and just how physical they are. And I'm going to go up there and just work as hard as I can, and hopefully I can compete for this starting spot.
All right, Dalvin. At Alabama, the base defense was a 3-4 defense. You played defensive end there as kind of a two-gapper. The Giants play a 4-3, but a lot of times that 3-4 end can move into that three-technique spot in the 4-3 without too much of a hitch. Do you anticipate that's where you think the Giants are going to try to plug you in that defense as a three-technique defensive tackle?
Yes, I feel like they're going to pick me in as a three-technique as a defensive tackle because many people know under Coach Saban we run multiple defenses, and we run a lot of 4-3 also, as well as 3-4 with our base defense, but we run a lot of 4-3. And I play a lot of the three technique and the two eye, and I feel happy and great. I love playing the three technique. That's one of my favorite positions to play on the field. So I feel like they're going to pick me in the three technique a lot.
Why do you like playing that three technique spot so much?
Just being physical, just in that position is a great position to play the run. Is also a great position to pass rush from. It's just a lot of options you could have in there as a defensive lineman. Just going in there and being a defensive lineman, I enjoy it.
I want to read something to you that, Dalvin, that was written by a newspaper guy about you, and he said to many teammates, Dalvin Tomlinson was Alabama's most underrated player last season. Why do you think you were underrated, and what is it that you do exceptionally well that impressed your teammates so much?
I think I was underrated because, as you know, we had – phenomenal defensive players on our defense. We had a lot of great players on our defense, front seven, you can say. And pretty much we just came out of every day ready to compete. And we all were just great at our jobs. And the thing that made me, I feel like I stood out and I wasn't selfish on the field. If I had to take up an extra blocker so that we could come over top and get a tackle for loss, that's what I was going to do. And I went out there and I did my job to the best of my ability. And my teammates can always depend on me because they knew I was going to do my job and free up them, or I'm going to get back there and make the play myself. But they always knew that I was going to do my job.
Yeah, you know, Dalvin, and I think when people look at the numbers, like, three sacks, you know, that's not that impressive. But I think you just hit it on the head. You're doing what the coaching staff wants you to do. You're doing your job so somebody else can make the play for the betterment of the team and the defense. And I think coaches, players, and fans, when all is said and done, will realize – that's what players are supposed to do. As Bill Belichick loves to say, do your job, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what he would say. Coach Saban also.
Well, and let me ask you about Coach Saban, because we know he had NFL experience, and everybody talks about coming out of Alabama, so many of your products are ready for the NFL. Landon Collins, God knows, we know all about here in New York. What a great player he is. First of all, how well do you know Landon? What can you tell us? Have you talked to him? Did he tell you things about the Giants? I mean, what about this whole pro-ready thing that the Crimson Tide seems to push into the NFL?
I know Landon pretty well. We both came in the same recruiting class in 2012. And Landon's a great guy. You all already know that. And he's just a great player. And I haven't got a chance to talk to him yet. I've been with my family. and my phone's been blowing up. So if he texts me or calls me, I probably didn't even see it. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to get to talk to him pretty soon and everything. And, yeah, just at Alabama, we produce a lot of great players, and it's just the mindset we have going into practice every single day, because you have to do stuff when people aren't watching, and you have to do it. You got to do the hard work, not on game days, but every day in practice. And you do everything right and to a high standard in practice every day. When the games come around, everything is easy.
You know, Dalvin, you graduated all the way back in December of 2015 with a degree in finance. You're a smart guy. You mentioned all the great players you played with at Alabama. Nick Saban, unlike a lot of college programs, runs a pro style. It really is set up to let you guys succeed in the NFL. What do you think heading into the league do you think will be your greatest challenge and your biggest adjustment as you move from Alabama to the New York Giants?
Probably the biggest adjustment would probably be moving to New York. I haven't been in New York before, and it's a big city. And Tuscaloosa is just Alabama. That's about it, Tuscaloosa. That might be the biggest challenge and biggest change. But, I think the best benefit is just having Coach Saban as a coach, period. Like you said, the pro style team, your program he runs at Alabama would be a big benefit to me, because it gives me pretty much like a little head start and what to expect from an NFL pro-style team.
Well, Dalvin, let me give you some good news about New York. There are no shortage of great restaurants up here. I promise you, you will not go hungry.
And I have to say this. I have never been to a game in Tuscaloosa, but Howard Cross, one of our Giants and broadcast partners who played at Alabama for many years.
Roll Tide.
Talks about Roll Tide every 5 minutes. I don't think he can take a breath or swallow without saying Roll Tide. And I get the impression that the love, the enthusiasm, the intensity, and the pressure that you have faced playing in Alabama is probably more than you'll even play with the Giants.
Yeah, there's a lot of Alabama fans out there, and they're just always going to support Bama no matter what, and our games are pretty intense down there in Tuscaloosa, and pretty much almost anywhere we play, because we always got everybody's best game. And I'm just looking forward to playing in New York, and it's going to be a great feeling and experience for me and my family.
Dalvin, final question from me. Sorry, Paul, didn't mean to interrupt you. What's your message to Giant fans? What type of player are you, and what would you like to say to them being the second selection for the Giants in the 2017 NFL Draft?
I'm the guy who's going to come in and work hard, and I'm not going to just be great myself. I'm going to help the people around me to become great players, and they're going to help me as well. We're going to always hold each other accountable, and we're just going to become a great unit on the defensive side of the ball. So look forward to seeing a great defense being played again still.
Dalvin, final one for me. They're listing you here on the NFL.com at 6'3", 310. What have you been doing in the offseason to prepare yourself for the physical challenges of playing in a very long training camp, preseason, NFL schedule, hopefully playoffs and Super Bowl in your rookie season? It can be a grind. What do you want to come in at? What do you want to do to get your body ready for this very difficult challenge?
I've been working out, training, and doing all the hard things that make sure my body's in shape and top physical shape as possible coming down there, so I stay conditioned well. And I'm feeling great. I'm ready to come down there to play, and I'm always getting extra treatment and things. Even if I'm feeling good, I go and get extra treatment, some cold tub here and there, and just things to make my body feel good, even though it already feels good, because it's going to be a whole lot longer season than it was in college.
By the way, Dalvin, I got to ask you one other thing. You know, you had your knee injury back in high school. If I read the story right, you hurt your knee playing soccer, right? Were you 6'2", yes, like 285, playing soccer? What the heck?
Yeah, I'm a 6'2", 285 playing soccer.
Wow, man, you know what that means, though? That means you got good footwork, though. You can't play soccer without having good feet.
And I'm going to assume, by the way, we had read about the 2011 and 2013 ACLs. I'm going to assume it's a great source of pride for you to having played in as many games at Alabama as you have coming off of two ACL surgeries. That's a pretty darn good accomplishment.
Yes, I'm pretty proud of that, because just coming up to ACLs and playing defense alone is already tough. And then just playing at the level I was playing at Alabama, I'm very proud of it.
Dalvin, great stuff. We appreciate it. Congratulations. Welcome to the Giants. We're looking forward to seeing you in person at rookie minicamp in just over a week, man.
Thank you, Dalvin.
Thank you.
That's Dalvin Tomlinson.